Labeling for an oracle that detects vandalism on Wikipedia. This fragment is taken from an interview with Amir Sarabadani. He's a software engineer at Wikimedia. He was in Brussels in November 2017 during the Algo Literary Encounter. Femke. If you think about Wikipedia as a living community, where every edit changes the project, every edit is somehow a contribution to a living organism of knowledge. So then, if from within that community you try to distinguish what serves the community and what doesn't, and you try to generalize that, because I think that's what a good faith, bad faith algorithm is trying to do, find helper tools to support the project, you do that on the basis of a generalization that is on the abstract idea of what Wikipedia is, and not on the living organism of what happens every day. What I'm interested about in the relationship between vandalism and debate is how we can understand the conventional drive that sits in these machine learning processes, and how can we somehow understand them and deal with them. If you place your separation of good faith, bad faith on pre-existing labeling, and then reproduce that in your understanding of what edits are being made, how to then take into account movements that are happening, the life of the actual project? Amir. Okay, I hope that I understood you correctly. It's an interesting discussion. Firstly, what we are calling good faith and bad faith comes from the community itself. We are not doing labeling for them. They are doing labeling for themselves. So in many different language Wikipedias, the definition of what is good faith and what is bad faith will differ. Wikimedia is trying to reflect what is inside the organism, and not to change the organism itself. If the organism changes, and we see that the definition of good faith and helping Wikipedia has been changed, we are implementing this feedback loop that lets people from inside of their community pass judgment on their edits. And if they disagree with the labeling, we can go back to the model and retrain the algorithm to reflect this change. It's some sort of closed loop. You change things, and if someone sees there is a problem, then they tell us, and we can change the algorithm back. It's an ongoing project.